Brody Schweringen with the IK Manning Wolves joining us here today as we take a look at his college choice. He's going to be heading to Wartburg. He's going to play a little football up there as well as expand his education. And Brody, first of all, congratulations on the decision and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely. Brody, when did you finally make that final decision on where you wanted to further your college?
I kind of knew Wartburg for probably a couple of weeks now, but it was getting everything finalized and stuff, and I finally got everything settled down so I can make the decision, and I'm excited to do it.
Let's kind of start at the beginning of the process. Did things start your junior year earlier this season? When did you kind of decide you wanted to play football at the next level, and kind of how did the early part of the process go?
I think during the my senior year football season, I mean, I kind of got some offers and notices, and coaches would send me text messages, I mean, each week for games and stuff. Now it's kind of cool to see. And I never really planned on playing football, I think, at the next level. But after getting some offers and talking with some coaches, I really decided that I think I'd like to do that. And, yeah.
Who were some of the schools that started reaching out to you early on?
Wartburg, for sure. And then Simpson, Coe College, Grinnell, and Luther were the main colleges that were really reaching out to me.
Did you get a chance to look and visit all of those different schools?
I didn't go and visit all of them. I looked a lot online, and especially with COVID, there was a lot of visiting issues and not being able to go. So I kind of did a lot of online looking and the online kind of visits. And I did get to go to Wartburg and Simpson in person, which was really nice, and kind of got to compare the two. And I kind of knew those two would probably be my final decisions.
Is it difficult taking kind of those virtual tours compared to being able to go to the campus? Is there a really big difference between those two ways of getting to visit?
I think, yeah, there's kind of a big difference. I mean, it is nice online because they can kind of answer all your questions. You kind of have time to think about it because you're not right there. But also, like, you don't get to feel like that home experience, like the connection that you really want to feel.
Now, you told me before the interview here that, you know, when you got to Wartburg, the campus, the community, all really stood out for you. What specifically was it when you walked onto campus and started looking at things or drove into the community that kind of jumped off the board for you a little bit?
Well, the first thing, they took us into their W, which is their big recreational area. I mean, they have all their athletic facilities, and it was just nice. They made me feel right at home, kind of rolled out the red carpet, and my recruiting coach, Coach Cheddar, did a really good job just taking me around and showing me everything, kind of showing me like what Wartburg is all about and just all the different amazing facilities they had, just outstanding athletic facilities that really kind of drove me there. And just the coaches and my defensive coach, Coach Vela, he was a really cool guy. Kind of, I think that's where I made my biggest connection, was just getting to know the coaches.
What were some of those conversations like? What'd you guys talk about?
Oh, just talking about like where I play on the ball, and just like a lot of, like, we talked a lot about their strategies and like what it means to be at Wartburg, and kind of just like who they are and how you'll feel at home. And that was really nice to feel how they wanted to, like, on a personal level, connect with me, which is kind of nice.
How did they kind of explain to you that they'd try to use you?
Well, I went in to talk with Coach Bela, who's the defensive coach, and he showed me their game plan strategies, kind of showed me where I'd be playing on the ball, and told me, with me being a linebacker and having some experience on D-line, that I'd probably play that, like, flex linebacker overhang and get some rush on the quarterback and also do a little bit of pass coverage.
How do you feel like that fits your skill level?
I feel like that fits pretty good because, I mean, all season I played where I was kind of the monster linebacker where I rushed a lot, or playing nose tackle, getting in there, and I think that position would fit me pretty well with my size and just ability.
Where do you feel like you need to get better, and how do you go about doing that between now and this fall?
I think my biggest, just where I'm pushing myself right now, is just like my, like, quickness, just like lateral, vertical, everything, just quickness, and then obviously building the strength and muscle mass just to get to that next level build where I can compete with everyone else.
While you were on,
lately I've just been hitting the weight room hard and doing a lot of, like, explosive drills and just really, really working pretty hard to get to that next level.
Did you kind of come up with that, your own workout plan, or have they given you something that they want you to do already?
For a while, I've been using my own workout plan, and then just our high school workout plan, which is, I mean, getting bigger, faster, and stronger. But eventually, after a couple weeks in, once I'd kind of made the decision to go there, they sent me a nutrition plan and a workout plan, which was nice, so I could be doing what everyone else was doing.
What was the conversation like with the staff when you contacted them and told them you were officially coming?
Oh, they were just super excited and supporting and just trying to meet my needs and do whatever they could to just make me feel at home and make me feel welcome and made sure I knew everything that was going to happen and just informed me so well. And they're just, it was just nice to see how they were so excited. We're in a big, I mean, big public school. You wouldn't really get that feeling where, you mean, you just feel like a number, and here you just feel like you're home, and it's nice how they really support you and want to be there for you.
Now, while you were on campus, did you get a chance to talk much with the guys on the team, or with the COVID restrictions, were you very limited on that?
Yeah, I did get to talk to a few players, which is kind of nice because you can kind of ask those questions that you don't really think about in front of a coach or in front of a financial advisor, and it's just kind of nice to be able to talk to some of those guys. So, yeah, I did get to make some connections right away, which was nice.
What were some of the connections you made, and were you surprised at some of the responses that you got from some of the guys?
Yeah, I mean, walking in, I kind of asked, so, like, what's the commitment like? I mean, your practices and the weight room, like, responsibilities and time commitment and stuff like that. And I was kind of surprised to see about how much they wanted to put academics first. And obviously football, I mean, they excel in football, and so football is a big priority. But they also wanted to make sure that you were academically striving as well, which was kind of cool to see. And just that they and then, like, the weight room conditions was, like, there's different time periods, so you're able to fit it in with your classes, and you're not going to be missing classroom time. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, they really want you to be the student athlete.
You mentioned that. How important of a was your education a part of this decision in looking at all the schools you looked at?
It was definitely important because Wartburg is rated the highest in the state for placement, and that was kind of nice to see that. And I met with some of the professors, and just getting to see that, like, how much they cared about their academics, and they have an outstanding business program, which is exactly what I'm going into, so that fit me really well as well.
You just mentioned you're going into the business program. There's a lot of different avenues that you can go with that major. Do you have a few things in mind that you'd really like to be able to do?
As of right now, I'm kind of thinking entrepreneurship, kind of want to explore a little bit, but, I mean, I think that's kind of what's driving me right now.
What's the plan this summer, this fall, to kind of get yourself ready? And then when do you get ready to head to campus?
Right now, I've just been hitting the weight room hard and working on all those things I was talking about. And I'll just keep continuing that throughout the summer, working hard, probably doing some drills, putting my cleats on every once in a while, and work with some hurdles and cones, and just work on my speed and just moves and stuff like that. And then I'll probably head to campus the middle of August.
What's it feel like to have this decision done? How much weight feels like it's been lifted off your shoulder?
Oh, it just feels amazing to finally make a decision and just have it all squared away, because now I can just focus on getting those scholarships and finish up high school, and just being able to kind of just breathe.
Well, Brody, congratulations again on that decision. Can't wait to get to see how your career goes up at Wartburg. Appreciate you joining us here today, and I'm sure we'll see you here around soon.
Yeah, thanks for all you do, Jeff. I mean, really appreciate it, and it's always fun to do the rewind activities and all the stats you provide for us, and it just means a lot. It's kind of nice to have a guy like you in our local area to support all of us.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Brody Schwerigen again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. Again, he is headed to Wartburg to play some football and get a business degree.